What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. You have me, Carlos Perez, and my good friend
Miguel Vasquez.
He's back, guys. It's been a while, but it's just us two for today. Robert, Josh, they have other plans, but other than that, they won't be gone forever. But this is the Local Podcast where we talk about video games, anime, movies, TV shows, pretty much anything that interests us. This is episode 64. You can listen to us on Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, YouTube, that one app that you guys know about that we don't. And Mike, what have you been up to, mate?
Man, it's good. It feels good to be back on here. I think I haven't been on here since like mid-April, or like more than a month and a half.
Yeah, so, I would say like the first week of April.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, it's been a while, you know. Just mostly be a bit busy. For one, I did go to Mexico for 2 weeks, and so that was fun. I want to go visit family. We went to like a beach resort, and it was just so much fun. I didn't miss it. I went to the beach resort like up in Jalisco, Mexico, and it was just so empty. Like, which is kind of good, but kind of bad for one, because like when it came to like the parties, you know, of like just, you know, the beach parties, because they always throw out like disco music normally, but it was just kind of empty in a way. But you know, like on the second last day, on the second day of the beach of being there, it just got more full. I guess more people were showing up, and you know, which meant more fun at the beach, you know, at the resort. So that was pretty good. And yeah, I was there for 2 weeks. I got to eat a lot of tacos. Surprised I didn't really gain any weight. I'm surprised I didn't gain any weight, because like I was eating a lot, dude. Like, the food over there is like crazy cheap. Like, a dollar here is like what, $1.50 here. But when it's not Taco Tuesday, the average taco here costs about, you know, $1.50. Over there, it's like, literally any day, it's like 45 cents, you know, it's like 40, it's like 10 pesos. That's like half a dollar. So it's like what, 50 cents. And it just,
yeah,
food over there is like so good. And yeah, pretty much just eating crazy. And surprisingly, I didn't gain any weight. That's pretty cool. Then I got back, and then like, I got back like in May 11th, and in those 3 weeks up to now, like I've just been so like just busy catching up like work that I didn't do for the past 2 weeks, because I was in Mexico. I was just like working on like just commission work, and also just working on numerous projects, like working on a lot. And I was just like, I was so stressed out, because I was thinking like, damn, it's good, you know, having this 2 week off, you know, vacation off, you know, from doing design work and stuff like that. Then I come back and I have so much shit like to do, and I was kind of stressed out, dude. I stressed myself out because like I overthink things. And so yeah, I'm still in that process of, you know, trying to get my work done, trying to catch up, but I'm getting there. You know, I'm getting there. I hope to finish before June 11th, before Ratchet and Clank drops for the PS5. So I do want to reward myself with that game.
Yes, sir.
I want to give myself like a week off, just playing that game, finishing it up, maybe picking up Resident Evil 8, you know. But I've been good, dude. Today I just got out of work, and I knocked out for a bit. He texted me asking me if I was ready, but I wasn't, because I was like fucking dead asleep. But yeah, I've been kind of busy, not gonna lie. But hey, I mean, everyone gets busy sometime in their life, you know? But yeah, it feels good to be back on here. What about you?
Definitely, man. Yeah, so we were talking about that before we started recording, and I wanted to save my question for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Say June 9th, okay? Say you finish all your work and everything. You don't have nothing lined up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
June 10th, 9 p.m. our time, Pacific Standard Time, Ratchet and Clank drops, because you have the PS5 digital. You're going to get it. Obviously, you can only get it digitally, so it's going to be available for you to play at 9 p.m. June 10th, okay?
Yeah.
Are you playing Ratchet and Clank June 10th? Or are you playing Resident Evil 8 June 10th?
I'll think about it. For sure, I do want to get Ratchet & Clank just because, like, it is specifically built for the PS5. I've been wanting to see, like...
True.
I've been wanting to play a game on the PS5 that is, like, fucking PS5. Gorgeous, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I just feel like Ratchet & Clank is, like, the game to go. Like, even though, like, a lot of people have told me that Resident Evil 8 is fucking badass. Mm-hmm. I just feel... It's just something about Ratchet & Clank. It just looks so beautiful, dude. I'm sure Resident Evil 8 looks nice, too, but it's just, you know, it's built for... Specifically for the PS5. And I just feel like the colors, the vibrant colors in that game will really just shine, you know? Like, it'll definitely make me feel like I've made a great purchase on the PS5. Because I honestly have been playing mostly PS4 games on the PS5, to be honest. Like, you know? So that game will probably just make me feel, you know, good about my purchase, you know? Because, you know, that's the reason why I got it, you know, to play PS5 games. And Ratchet & Clank is indeed a game for the PS5 only, so I'll probably go with Ratchet & Clank.
Feel that. So what I've been doing this week was pretty, I wouldn't say hectic, but it's been pretty good. Let me get some stories out of the way. But so this week we had work, only like 1 week's worth of work, which is like, honestly, like, it's fine with me, you know, but man, just the way we have to do things over there is like, it shouldn't take a week. Honestly, it could have took like 2 days, but the way they got things over there is just too damn slow for me, at least. Something that I could get done in like an hour takes all shift, dude. It sucked. But anyways, yeah, work was work for that entire week. But on my last day there, dude, so my dad was coming with me to work and stuff. And Friday, it's Memorial Weekend this week, okay? Let me tell you, dude, there was traffic. Like, almost 2 hours to get home, okay? And I'm, like, driving, and I'm checking my GPS because it's telling me the fastest way to get home. And I see something unusual. I was like, get off here? What the heck? Like, why would I get off here? It's just going to keep me on the same freeway. I'm just going to stay here. And I put my phone down, and I look to my right. There's a cop. Right next to me, dude. And I was like, oh my God. All right. He's looking straight ahead. I put my phone to the side. I hope he did not see me on my phone. This is my second time. This will be my second ticket caught on my phone while I'm driving. And literally, I passed him up a little bit. And I was like, oh, thank God. He got behind me. Whoop.
No fucking way.
Pulled me over. Yep. He pulled me over, dude. And my dad's asleep in the passenger seat. I was like, oh my God. And I pull over to the side. Like, we're in the carpool lane and everything. I get to my left. I have room there. And my dad's like, what happened? And I was like, a guy pulled over. And then he's like, he didn't believe me. He's like, nah. And I was like, yeah, look. And he's like, oh my God, what'd you do? And I was like, I was on my phone, and he was right next to me. I was checking the GPS, and he's like, oh my God. And then the cop comes up to the window. Yeah, so I pulled you over because your tags are out. And I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, thank God. Because my dad literally just paid for registration that morning, and the sticker was in the car. So my dad like showed him the sticker. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, officer. We just haven't got around to putting the sticker on, but it's right here, dude. And he was like, oh, okay, for sure. You got your license? Dude, the day before, I was in the attic because we just got new internet to the house. So I had to rewire it. I put on some old pants. I did not want to get my good jeans dirty. So I got in the attic, put some dirty jeans on, not in the attic beforehand. And I was just up there for a good 2 hours or something working on the internet, okay? I went to Home Depot because I needed something. So I took my debit card and my driver's license in case they asked for it because I needed to go to Home Depot in my dirty pants. And I left them in there. So when the officer asked me for my ID and my driver's license, I didn't have it on me, dude. And I was like, I pulled out my wallet. I was like, oh my God, I don't have my driver's license, officer. Like, I only got my passport ID. And he's like, because I have behind my passport ID, I have my expired driver's license from before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I have it in there, but I had it. And he saw, he was like, oh, but ain't that your driver's license right there? And I was like, oh, no, that's just my old one. Oh, well, let me see. Well, you do have, like, you're valid, right? Yeah. He's like, oh, that'll work. And he just takes it. And he goes back, runs up the license plate, comes back. Oh, you guys are good to go. All right, for sure. Just get that sticker on. Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, no ticket, nothing. Damn. I was like, thank God. That was a easy pass. Like, for sure, there could have been other cops that wanted to be a dick about it and be like, you don't have your driver's license? All right, we'll get your dad to drive. You know?
Yeah.
Or even, like, even at the point, because we had insurance paper, but he didn't even ask for it. Like, he was like, you guys have insurance? My dad gives him the paper. He's like, oh, no, what kind of company do you ride for insurance? Geico? Oh, okay, I could just look that up for you guys. And, like, just looked it up. You know, like, he wasn't, like, at the end of the day, he wasn't even, like, all right, I'm gonna leave you off with a warning next time. Get home safe. You know, it was just more like, all right, you guys are good to go. You guys are chilling.
I was for like, sure. Well, it's a good cool. cop.
You know, like, it was, like, a chill-ass cop that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, out of everything, like, it was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah,
instead
yeah.
of having to go through the hassle of being, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say harassed, but, like, just doing unnecessary, like, all right, I'm going to leave you guys off. Like, pretty much, like, showing that he has power over us, you know? It's just more like, hey, get your tags on, you know? Everyone forgets. Put it on when you guys get home. Drive home safe. Be careful this weekend, you know?
Yeah.
So, it was super cool.
For sure.
But,
you know, so especially at a time like this, you know, with, you know, the deal with cops and stuff like that. It's pretty good. Pretty chill experience, you know?
Yeah, definitely. If you guys could hear that squeaker, it's my dog. He's right next to me.
Hey, Peanut.
But, so, yeah, so that happened this week, and we got internet.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, other than that, the new internet was freaking, is way different. So, Spectrum, I recently got a high, like, charge on my Spectrum bill, and it went up to $95, dude, a month for internet.
Yeah.
And it's not even gig speeds. So I saw like Frontier's download speeds. Mm. And literally for the same exact price for cheaper, for $80, I'm now paying for gigabyte internet.
Really?
So I even did a speed test because I paid for the last month of Spectrum. I was downloading at like 40 megabytes and 20 upload speed. Mm. And once I switched, like once I plugged in the Frontier internet, dude, I went from 40 to 800 megabytes a second.
What the?
To like also like 950 upload. Obviously, that's not a gig, but you're not going to get the full speed automatically, you know?
Yeah.
But just for the same price I was already paying for, you know, and a little bit cheaper, it was like, why wouldn't I do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, for sure, the internet is really good so far. So good. Yeah. Because we already know I had that story I told you guys about Frontier before. But other than that, yeah, it was pretty cool. Really easy.
For sure. Sounds good. Yeah, like I have Spectrum too. And I got like... My internet's average, but it is Spectrum though.
Yeah. But other than that, I know last time we talked about it, I was playing Resident Evil 8. And I could officially say that I beat Resident Evil 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I could say, damn, that game is too damn good. I can't wait for you to play it so we could talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Who knows? You know, I'll probably pick it up alongside with Ratchet and Clank, you know? Who knows?
Yeah, definitely. Or you could beat Ratchet and Clank first, and then if you have more time and you don't have no work, you could pop into Resident Evil 8.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, dude. I gotta reward myself, you know, with something like that. Finish. Last month.
Mm-hmm. So at the begin, like I said on the last episode, I think, or a couple episodes before, when you play Resident Evil 8, it tells you, hey, do you want to watch a recap video if you haven't played Resident Evil 7? I didn't watch it, but because I already played Resident Evil 7. And honestly, when I beat Resident Evil 8, it was like, damn, like, if you didn't play 7 or you do not watch that recap video, you are going to miss out on so much information. So definitely watch that recap video or watch an in-depth story on YouTube if you don't want to play it.
Mm.
But yeah, for sure, Resident Evil 8, man, dude, what a game. For sure, can say it is maybe in my top 5 Resident Evil.
For sure.
I would say maybe. I haven't played 4. I would have to play, hopefully the remake is true, you know?
Ah, 4 coming out. You're missing out then. If you're going to rely on the Resident Evil 4 remake instead of the original.
No. I was going to say, because I haven't played the original in so long, so yeah. I don't want to say it's better than 4, since 4 is in my top spot already, you know?
Yeah,
for sure, it's up there. I could say it's way better. At least in my opinion, I like it 100% better than 7. But to be fair, like I've said before, 7 wasn't really all that to me. But man, Resident Evil 8 took the best parts of 7 and added a lot more action into it, and I really enjoyed it. 10 out of 10 for me.
For sure. That's good.
Definitely, dude. Yeah, I can't wait for you to play it. You're just going to be like, oh, man.
Yeah,
I just can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Other than that, I also played the Scarlet Nexus demo that just came out for PlayStation. Mm-hmm. It was an Xbox exclusive demo, but now it's available for PlayStation. I'm not sure about PC. I don't think it's available yet. But yeah. Other than that, damn, that game is really good looking, dude, for Bandai Namco game. A lot of people are comparing it to Tales of Berseria, but for me, I would compare it closer, at least from in my experience in games, to that, because I haven't played Tales games.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's a lot closer, kind of like Final Fantasy combat, but without the Kingdom Hearts aspect of having that little chart on the right side of your dedicated attack moves.
Yeah.
And I would say the combat is like Devil May Cry style. It is so cool, dude. Like literally I played the demo on one, because you could play boy or girl and they tell two different stories of the entire game.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, I'm pre-ordering this. This was really cool. Before, when I seen the cinematic trailer at E3, I believe IGN showcase. When I seen it there, I was like, dang, this looks really cool. I can't wait to see more. I played the demo and I'm like, yeah, this is day one for me. This is so fucking cool. But lastly that I've been doing is that I played Biomutant and I was super hyped for the game. It's really cool. Can't really say much because it came out Monday or Tuesday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot which one. And I was working all week. So honestly, I think I have like 1 hour of gameplay in. But other than that, yeah, man, I don't have anything else on my list of stuff that I've done this week.
Sounds like a productive.
Yeah, definitely. Enjoyed it. But we can hop into some news if you're ready, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, man. We finally got an official trailer for that Resident Evil Netflix movie, Resident Evil Infinite Darkness.
Yeah.
It comes out July 8th, so pretty soon, within like, what, a month, since we're recording this May 30th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say CGI animation looks pretty good, but when I saw the trailer, I don't know why, looking at the character models, kind of look a lot like humans from Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time when I was looking at Leon, I just kept envisioning Prince Charming.
He is Prince Charming. What are you talking about?
True.
He just got a day job as a police officer.
But yeah, other than that, I thought the trailer looks interesting. It's on Netflix. It's going to be free to watch if you subscribe, so I'm definitely want to peek that when it drops. But other than that, what did you think about it?
It's badass, dude. I like how they have like Ada Wong, they have Claire, and then obviously Leon. It looks pretty good. I think their style is intentional. They're going for like a video game style with like realistic looking environments, because I look at the environments and it looks at some parts it looks so realistic, you know, just the lighting looks so good, and you'd think it's like, you know, they'd use like realistic models, but the style is just perfect. I guess you're going for that look, you know, and it doesn't look weird, it doesn't look uncanny at all, because like it just, you know, you can tell they're just going for that style, you know, just looking at character models. It looks, it has potential, dude. And the fact that they're using same voice actors, right? Or no?
As the video game?
Yeah.
From the RE2 remake, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I never looked that up.
Because Claire sounds the same.
I still haven't done Claire's part of Resident Evil 2. Okay.
I could be wrong, but it sounds the same as in the video game.
Okay, that would be neat.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys are interested in that, definitely peep that trailer out. It's really cool. Definitely, it looks worthy enough. Like it, what you see in the trailer is like, okay. I play Resident Evil 2. I'll peep this out, you know? Mm-hmm. If I got Netflix, July 8th.
Yeah.
But other than that, we also got Marvel's Eternals teaser trailer, which is kind of weird that it's a teaser trailer, but it's pretty long for a teaser, you know? Like, we have, like, coming down the list, we have the new Sonic game teaser, which is, like, pretty much 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then we have a teaser trailer for Marvel's Eternals, and it's 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
You know? But honestly, I just thought this was worth throwing in here. I know it has a release date, but I didn't write it down. But it comes out this year. I think September. But yeah, I cannot say any other information because I am blind as heck to any information of what the Eternals really are. All we really know is that they're pretty much immortal gods that lived within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and they let things like just happen because they cannot interfere with I guess pretty much how Earth works or the way Earth is. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But pretty much they were alive when Loki attacked New York, Ultron, and Thanos' attack, and they just didn't do anything about it.
Wow.
And they give a little hint that they know what's going on at the end of the trailer. But if you're a big MCU fan, definitely go check it out if you do not know anything about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I'm definitely going to watch it day one when it comes to movie theaters because I'm invested into the MCU, obviously.
Movie theater, okay. Some big moves right there.
I assume maybe it's going to be Disney Plus premiere also if you want to pay for it to watch at your house.
Yeah. I think with the Avengers, you know, what had happened, like, in Endgame, I feel like the Eternals is like a response. The Avengers. Yeah, maybe we'll see like an Avengers Eternals
crossover.
That'd be funny.
Uh huh. Yeah, that'd be
like,
pretty neat.
I'm gonna be straight up, like, it doesn't really catch my interest just because, for one, like, these characters seem, are they from a comic book or, you know, just the writers decided to like create a new
universe?
Yeah,
they're from comic books.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But like I said, I do not know anything. Like, I tried looking some information up and I was like, I'm just going to go in blind.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, they do have books.
For sure. Okay. Yeah, I was like, where's Robert Downey Jr.? You know, like the actual, you know, superheroes. You know? Where's it? Okay. Okay. Yeah, it looks all right. You know, CGI looks pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. But other than that, movie news, yeah, I can't think of anything else that dropped that caught our interest.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, we can hop straight into them video games.
Yeah, let's do it.
So for sure, one thing that I saw or I heard on Twitter, Lies of P. It is a Pinocchio Dark Souls-esque game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if a lot of people know, but Pinocchio, the Disney movie, is a lot darker than the original book, because it's based off a book, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know that either, Mike.
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah, that Pinocchio was way darker than what Disney had put it off as. And if you're into Dark Souls games, Demon's Souls, Bloodborne, Sekiro, definitely check out that cinematic trailer. It is like I could literally say stunning. It is really cool looking. And the way it captures that kind of like dark,
Victorian?
Dark creature-like, I would say it relates a lot to Bloodborne.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like Victorian era, feels like it.
Yeah. But I have an article from Game Informer by Daniel Tack I wanted to read out to give more of a description of what Lies of Pi is.
Yeah.
It says, announced with a stylish and undeniably intriguing trailer, NeoWiz and Round 8 Studio are bringing a Souls-like Pinocchio experience to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and PC. So not last gen, I assume. Truly playing as Pinocchio in a Souls-style game is only suited for such powerful platforms. First, check out the story trailer below, blah, blah, blah. In Lies of P, you can play as Pinocchio in a world where humanity has been lost. The cityscape around you has become a nightmare, and you must find Mr. Geppetto to unravel the world's mysteries. A Disney take on Carol Collodi's famous novel, This Is Not.
For sure.
Excuse me, sorry. I was burping. We've been toying with the idea of retelling Pinocchio's tale in our own way for some time. Lies of P is a culmination of our dreams and our nightmares. It's definitely a version of this classic story that you've never seen before, said Jiwon Choi, development director of Lies of P. To us, Pinocchio has always been a grimly dark tale of the lies we tell to get by in a world that's not always black and white. We can't wait to show you more of the game in the coming months. In Souls-like faction, you will take on terrifying opponents and explore a dark world inspired by the Belle Epoque era, showcasing a collapsed city that was once prosperous and vibrant. Where here's something you may not expect because you're playing as Pinocchio. One of the core concepts in the game is to lie. Depending on the lies you tell over the course of the game, the ending will differ. While we do not know too much as to how combat and mechanics are going to play out this time, there is a weapon crafting system that allows players to combine weapons with one another to create new ones. There are also skill systems that tap into the fact that Pinocchio is a doll, allowing him to swap out parts of his body to gain new features and abilities. And it just says if you're interested in stuff, but wow, I didn't know that part. That's really cool that you have to lie your way through the game.
Oh, that's funny.
Obviously, because you're Pinocchio, I don't know if that's going to affect your nose or your traits or your skill abilities, but that's really cool, you know?
Imagine it affects something else when you lie. Okay.
It probably does. Oh, I get it. You fucking weirdo. yeah, dude, after reading, that was my first time reading the article, and man, that sounds really interesting. I can't wait to see more of it. And especially since it's a next-gen game, you know, that's only going to be playable on Series X and PlayStation 5, also on PC, but yeah, it's really cool. What about you? What do you think about it?
I haven't seen more of the gameplay, you know. It's interesting though, description, but I mean, I just have to see the gameplay. I'll tell you right now that, you know, even when I downloaded Bloodborne for the PS5, came along with it. I had a hard time, you know, actually getting used to the mechanics, like the gameplay, because it felt so clunky. But I think that's what makes it like a Dark Soul type game, because those games tend to be kind of clunky, you know, like the animation. And I just couldn't get used to it, even after playing God of War. I think I told you this, I finished God of War, and then, I just couldn't get used to it, because God of War was just smooth, you know, buttery smooth, and this game, Bloodborne, just felt different. So if it plays something like that, then I don't know.
I would say it is like, not all Dark Souls games are as clunky as Bloodborne. I would say maybe, to be fair, I never played like Bloodborne all the way through, but for sure, I would say God of War isn't a Dark Souls-esque game, but it captures the concept of a Dark Souls game where like you want to hit and dodge and block, but there's no stamina in God of War 2018. So pretty much if they were to add like way harder bosses or enemy types and a stamina, God of War could be a Dark Souls-esque game. I doubt they'll ever do it, and I'm not saying that they should or they shouldn't, but they got it right what they're doing in God of War. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely if you want to try something else out, kind of like to grasp the idea of Dark Souls combat, definitely try Sekiro. Or Demon Souls, let alone, because that's a PS5 game also. But I was going to say I could let you borrow Demon Souls, but you have the digital. I always forget when you borrow. But yeah, anyways, yeah, for sure, I wouldn't go straight to Bloodborne as your first impression, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, pretty much you do have the right idea, though.
Mm-hmm.
But Lies of P. Yeah, Pinocchio, Dark Souls-esque game. No other information about when we will get it, but...
Wait, I think it's Lies of P, right? Or Pi?
Fuck, yeah, I keep saying Pi, huh? Lies of P.
Yeah, you're talking about Life of Pi, right? The movie?
Yeah, dude, I am so bad. Even in the notes right here, I have it as Lies of P, not Pi. But you guys know what I mean. I'm sorry for butchering that.
Not good.
But other than that, we can move on to Sonic's, I think, 30th year anniversary? I don't know. Sonic had an anniversary stream, and oh my god. When I was watching this at work, it was so funny to watch because I was on break at lunch, and I was like, oh, I might as well just peep the Sonic stream, take down my podcast notes early, whatever. Yeah. And I start watching it. It started, some guy was talking about Sonic and how great and how much he loved him. And then the stream started all over from scratch. And I was like, wait, what the hell? What happened? I only got like 5 more minutes left to break. Mm-hmm. And I checked the chat and everyone's flipping out like, what? No, what happened? What's happening? Like, mm-hmm. why did it start all over? And then I read one comment. It said, dang, that Sonic stream was fast as Sonic. But yeah, it just bugged out and the stream started over apparently.
Wow.
But I thought that was a pretty interesting story that happened that week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, two biggest takes that we could take from the Sonic stream was that a brand new Sonic game is coming to all consoles, I believe, in 2022. And there was a leak that someone found in the system files that it was going to be called Sonic Revengers. But it's not confirmed by Sega yet, but we'll see. We'll see later down the line. 2022 is honestly not that far. It's mm-hmm. half a year away.
That's true. But wait, did it say Sonic Avengers or Revengers?
Sonic Revengers.
Sonic Revenge?
Yeah, Revengers.
Oh. Does this confirm that Disney's buying Sonic? No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, it was pretty cool.
For sure. Yeah, I'm watching it. It looks fun. Honestly, I've never been a huge Sonic. Well, actually, I used to play Sonic when I was little on the old Sega Genesis. But yeah, ever since then, I've never touched a Sonic game since then. Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly do not. I wouldn't say I'm not a huge Sonic fan, but I cannot like proudly say I am a huge Sonic fan. I can honestly say I've only played like 3 games: Sonic Colors, Sonic Riders, and Sonic Advance 3 for the Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, yeah, I do not know any knowledge. I have not played anything else, and I do not keep up with it. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, I know gameplay is fairly... It looks all the same to me, but I haven't touched those games in forever, so I wouldn't be able to give you a grasp of how gameplay works. But in that small little teaser that we saw that's coming to next-gen consoles next year... the cinematics look really good. Looks really polished, and like he looks like baby Sonic is what my friend Alex said when we watched it. When you see him running, and that's pretty much the only glimpse you get of the teaser. But yeah, I'm pretty hyped. I can't wait. Sega has been, I wouldn't say sleeping on Sonic, because we did just get that movie last year. Or was it 2 years ago? I forgot. COVID has me messed up. But anyways, yeah, I'm super hyped that Sega is actually putting out content for one of their well-known characters, you know? It's like Nintendo not making a Mario game for like 10 years. You know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, the other big thing to take away from it is that Sonic Colors Ultimate is a complete remaster of the original Sonic Colors games that came out for the Wii and the DS. I never played it. But man, this game looks really good. HD version. It's coming to all consoles, PC, Switch, both Xbox Series, and PS4 and PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hype. And it's not being a Nintendo remaster remake that they're charging $60. You could get it for pre-order for $40.
Oh, wow. $20. Awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, it comes out September 7th. Don't have much thought, but definitely peep that if you're a Sonic fan. And you've been itching for some Sonic games.
Yeah, yeah. Off topic, but when's the new Sonic movie coming out?
Next year also.
When?
Next year, I believe.
Ah, okay. With Jim Carrey, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, super hyped for that.
Yeah. Same here. I watched that movie. That was the last movie I seen. Well, actually... Oh, no, I forgot. I've already been to the movie theater, but in Mexico, though. I want to go watch... what movie was it? I want to go watch some Mexican, like, exorcist film. Mm-hmm. Man, that was awful. But it was just awful, dude. Like, literally, like, I should have mentioned this earlier, like when we were introducing ourselves, but it was so awful. Like, it's like AMC in Mexico, but it's called Cinépolis. And we, me and my friend, we got, we wanted to go watch the Exorcist movie, and it was awful, just bad. And then not only that, the food service there, dude, like, just like how I told you, it's like AMC. Our food literally didn't arrive till like 15 minutes before the movie finished. So we had to, wow, we had to wait for like an hour, dude. And even the moviegoers there were like, what the fuck, where's our food, you know? And like, I literally had to get down there, like, go all the way to the lobby just to ask them, hey, you know, like, what happened to our food? And they're like, oh, I guess they had a mix up. And so like, and after that, you know, the food was just garbage, dude. It was just the hot dog, like, was cold. It wasn't even the hot dog that my friend ordered. She ordered a bacon, like, hot dog with bacon, and it didn't have anything, dude. It didn't have any condiments or anything like that. So yeah, the cool thing is though that I talked to the manager, and he gave me like two free tickets, like two free movie theater tickets. So that was pretty good. I guess that's that sweet. Made up for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's like the second time I've been, like, the first time I've been to the movie theater since Sonic. So yeah, feels good. Pretty good knowing that everything's kind of going back to normal, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but what were you saying?
So yeah, we wrapped up that Sonic news, and now we'll move on to Nintendo, then move on to that Sony State of Play.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Nintendo news. So it pretty much resolves around Nintendo, so we'll just throw it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is Nintendo. It's Mario Golf Super Rush. Overview trailers, explains the game, explains, shows off more gameplay, new multiplayer modes. Comes out June 25th, but wanted to know, is this a type of party game you would want to pick up, or are you going to pass on this? I think we talked about this already.
For me, pick up, not sure. To play, yeah, like, if like, the homie has it, and he's like, hey, come over, let's play Mario Golf, you know, I'd be like, alright, fuck it, I'm down. But to play it, for one, dude, like, you already know, dude, I don't play Nintendo online at all, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't really play online games. And something like, for me to buy this game just for myself, I think it's just like a waste of money. Like, if, yeah. I mean, I got homies that got a Switch, but like, the majority of my homies, like, they already got, like, they're just too busy, dude. They got either kids, family, like, feel like, they're just too busy. And so, like, but for sure, you know, if someone were to invite me, like, hey, you know, let's go play Mario Golf, I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, let's go play. But, yeah, not a game I'd buy myself, because I just don't play online.
For sure. Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. If you are completely blind about what Mario Golf Super Rush is, there's an overview trailer. It's about, like, 6 minutes long. Definitely worth a watch. It's really, in my opinion, I think it's really cool. I don't know if I'll pick up day one. It's more of, like, it comes out June 25th. I think that's the same day Scarlet Nexus comes out. So I'll probably pass on that. Just mm-hmm. because I played that Scarlet Nexus demo, and man, that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll hop into some, move on from that. Pokemon announced some news for Diamond and the Pearl remakes, Diamond, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. They have said that it comes out November 19th. Also announced a dual pack that's going to be $120, so pretty much the price of both games together. Definitely, I got that pre-ordered already for my love of Diamond and Pearl. That was my Pokemon generation. And they gave release dates for Arceus, January 28th, 2022. And you can pre-order them all now at select retailers. Yeah. But, yeah.
Wow, it comes out January 2020.
Pokemon Arceus.
Yeah.
The new Pokemon game.
Arceus, yes. Sounds like a name that Kratos would name his kid, you know?
That is funny you say that, because that is Kratos' dog.
Dog?
Yes.
Like his dogs? Like his homeboys? Or like dog?
No. Yeah, like, you know, Cerberus from Hades?
Yeah.
Yeah. Arceus is God of War's dog. God of War's dog. Kratos' dog.
Has a dog? Holy shit.
No, I'm lying to you. I'm just messing with you.
Damn,
just because Arceus really? Is the god of Pokemon, I guess.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, yeah. All right.
But, yeah, it's pretty cool. get hyped. I'm definitely, for like I said, I already pre-ordered my dual pack. I can't wait to play it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's kind of cool that we got that, and literally we got more Nintendo rumors. No surprise there. Mm-hmm. And no rumor of a Nintendo Direct happening anytime soon. But
yeah.
Hey, cross your fingers, right? Mm-hmm. So we got an article from Bloomberg, and all it reports is that assembly for the new Switch Pro, or the Super Nintendo Switch, is my favorite name that I've heard rumoring around.
Mm-hmm.
It's to start production, like assembly line, start the assembly line for the new Switch in July, and it's going to be released sometime in September, October. The new console is going to replace the current Switch model, the $299 model, and it's going to discontinue it. So no more regular base Switches. And this will be the main head, and it will have a price increase to $399. And that's pretty much all it reported.
Damn, $399? I really hope that shit runs at 4K 60 frames per second, dude.
I doubt it, honestly. There's cell phones, like the new Galaxies, the new iPhones, they have a 4K resolution screen, you know?
Yeah.
And it's pretty small. And there's also the thing that, I mean, apparently, I think Nintendo is using Samsung OLED screens to get that 4K. But it wouldn't surprise me if it's a 2K screen to save money on it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would be fine with the 2K screen because most 4K games don't lock at 60.
Yeah.
Like even like for PC monitors, a full like 4K resolution, HDR, 144 hertz is expensive for 27 inches. They could run to like $1,000. To like $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So to be able to have those type of specs, like I would rather have a 2K monitor at 60 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
A 2K screen for the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
At 60 hertz, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a portable 4K screen or 4K to 2K screen for $399 is kind of fair.
I guess.
Depends on the games that will support it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since it's going to be handheld. I can only imagine what the dock will be like, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Look on your TV.
Something tells me that the Switch screen will probably be like 2K minimum. And the dock will support 4K, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because also there's NVIDIA's DLSS that's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much up-reses and helps the game get higher frame rate and mm-hmm. resolution. I'm not too experienced in that, but so far that's what I've been hearing.
Damn, dude, 400? I don't know. That'll be like the most expensive Nintendo console yet, huh?
Yeah, I think so, dude.
Nintendo Wii U came out for $3 bills. Well, if we're talking for like about inflation, it'll like. Right now, the Wii U would have been like, would probably like range around 370. I don't know. Came out in 2012, but even the Wii, the original Wii, came out for $200.
Uh-huh.
The Switch came out for $300, and if this will come out for to like $400, like it'll probably be the most expensive Nintendo console in recent years. You know.
Uh huh.
I don't know. It's just, you know, the fact that Nintendo still hasn't lowered the price of the Switch, dude, when the Switch hardware is, like, so freaking outdated, dude. It's been 3 years. They still haven't lowered it to at least, like, $250 minimum, you know, $200.
It's Nintendo, dude. They don't do that.
I know. But still, it's just a bad practice, dude. Like, you know, PlayStation's at Xbox, PlayStation, they're out here, like, fucking lowering their consoles for people to buy during a pandemic. And Nintendo's just still hasn't, you know, kept up with the times, you know?
Yeah, but then opinion, again, though. PlayStation and Microsoft, they aren't Nintendo. They haven't been
around
as
long as
Nintendo.
I know, they're better.
Nintendo,
no, okay.
You know?
Okay, I'm sounding like a fanboy, but it's just kind of true, dude. I think I can speak for a lot of people that Nintendo doesn't really care for its customers because, like, they just don't lower their price.
Nah.
You know? Look at their games, you know? Look at Mario Kart. It came out, like, 3 years ago. It's still $60. You know?
I mean, to be fair, like, I do agree with you on that, like, because for me, I got the Wii U, and I felt kind of burnt that I had to buy Mario Kart again on the Switch, and it was pretty much the exact same game, maybe extra, I think it had a couple extra courses or brand new characters.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, like for me, I think the price is fair for mm-hmm. $399, a 2K screen. It's portable. If the dock can up-res it to 4K on your TV, mm-hmm. I think that's fair, especially yeah. with cartridges and whatnot. But yeah, Nintendo's practices are kind of scummy, where they don't put their consoles on sale. Honestly, I would say this generation, since I've been alive and been buying Nintendo games, mm-hmm. I would say the Switch generation has put their first party games a lot on sale, more than any generation I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. I barely got into, I would say, more of a video game fanboy mm-hmm. since I started listening to podcasts, because it opened up my mind on how things work, you know. But mm-hmm. since I've seen a lot of Switch first party games go on sale a lot frequently. Mm-hmm. But for sure, since I've been a video game, how would I say it? A person that plays video games since I was a little kid, like, I've never seen a Nintendo console go on sale. You know yeah. what I mean? That's not their thing. And honestly, it's like, I don't have anything against them putting it on sale. It would be nice, but it's honestly not affecting them to put it on sale, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
Obviously, Sony and Microsoft have came out and said, yeah, we make consoles and we do take a loss on it, but we make our money back through accessories and hardware and whatnot.
Yeah.
But Nintendo is just like, nah, we don't need to do that. We got the money.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, I do agree with you, but it's more like, it's Nintendo. They're not yeah. going to do it. But I mean, them discontinuing the original is kind of smart, because why have that one and then have the other one?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I feel you. A lot of soccer moms will get, you know, it'll be easier for soccer moms to, you know, get the actual Switch that their sons or kids want, you know, instead of getting mm-hmm. the older version when their kids want the newer version, you know?
Yeah.
Because that has happened. I mean, that has happened. That's happened before, you know what I mean? When the Xbox One X, the new Xbox was announced, and a lot of people were purchasing the actual Xbox One X from last gen. You remember that story, right?
Yeah.
That shit was so funny. I don't know why. But yeah, I'm excited though. If I like the way the Switch Pro comes out, like the way it looks, you know, the price, and for sure I'll sell my current Switch for that one. Even if it comes out to $400, you know, I'll still get it.
Yeah, I could honestly say, I mean, there's other rumors saying that they're gonna have a Nintendo Direct before E3, since they are gonna be at E3 Digital,
mm-hmm.
Showing off, like, hey, we got this is the Super Nintendo Switch. Check yeah. it out. And then for the E3 showcase, they're going to have a bunch of games lined up. Here's what Breath of the Wild 2K looks like. Mario Odyssey looks like. Every single game that Nintendo has published, first party games, are going to look like this now. And mm-hmm. here's a couple of games that we haven't shown off, and that's going to release down the line, Super Nintendo Switch, you know?
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, dang, this would be pretty freaking cool if Super Nintendo Switch, like, launches with Breath of the Wild 2. Just like how Breath of the Wild launched with the Switch. Or yeah. I can only imagine maybe Pokemon Arceus also launches with the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, January 2022. It's just yeah. more speculation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I was thinking, okay, so if you like it, the way it looks, and you like the way it's presented, you're selling your Switch to get the Switch Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously me, like, I no matter what, I love what Nintendo does. Definitely going to pick it up day one. If it's worth it. I mean, I got to see the price. If they're going to charge $600, that's going to be a maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I doubt it. But, like, if it's something outrageously dumb, it's a maybe. Like, even saying that, if it's outrageously dumb, it's a maybe, it should be a no. But for me, it's a maybe.
No, it's a no for me. Fuck that.
Not saying that it will. I'm pretty sure it will be $400 or maybe even $350. I doubt $350, but I mean, what, like we said it with the PS5 that and the Series X that it was going to be like our minimum was $600, but they dropped it to $500, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even the digitals, we were only dropping at $50. They dropped it $100.
Yeah.
I mean, the Xbox digital is $200 cheaper than the Series X, but they don't have a disc drive, and it's not a 4K native. It's only 2K.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was going to ask you, do you think Nintendo is going to go the Sony-Microsoft route with pre-orders?
Probably.
With pre-orders? Like, assuming, like, because you cannot walk into a store and see that PS5 is in stock at Target and be like, hey, can I get that out of there? Like, can I get that shelf and buy it at the counter? Oh, yeah, sir. Let me open that up for you. Mm-hmm. No. Like, the way they're doing it is you have to pre-order it for pickup. And that's the only way you're getting it. Do you think Nintendo is going to go that same way? Or do you think they're just going to be like, yeah, we sent 30 to Target. There's 30 there.
You know? They'll probably do pre-orders.
Yeah. Pre-orders, obviously. But, I mean, like, after pre-orders.
I don't know. Honestly, like, I've never actually pre-ordered from Nintendo or, like, bought a console and launched from Nintendo. I got my Switch, like, maybe a year later. But I wouldn't know, though. Not sure. Maybe you would know.
I would say maybe, just because of COVID, and we don't know how it's going to be affected. But, I mean, we got the vaccine. A lot of things are opening up. We got Disneyland, Six Flags, Universal, movie theaters, restaurants are letting you eat inside now. But we'll see. I mean, I don't really know. For sure, yeah, like I said, I am definitely going to pick this up day one. I'm going to have my pre-order ready. Go pre-order at GameStop. Probably grab a little bit more pre-orders like I did with Best Buy. See if any of the homies want one. Or if people don't have one, I'll like just shoot me the money, you know?
But yeah.
Other than that, one thing I do hope for is I was going to ask also, do you think the launch Switch will have the Joy-Cons will have Joy-Con drift? Or do you think they're going to have, a patent to actually fix that drift?
I fucking hope they fix it before they release it. I mean, they could get sued for that, you know?
Yeah, they have been. But to be fair, they have been fixing the Joy-Cons for free than before they did it when it was, like, $30 charge or something for shipping both ways.
Fuck no. You see, this is why I hate Nintendo. No, I'm kidding. No.
But
I really hope. I hope they don't have that issue, dude. Because, like, I'd be mad as fuck, dude. To be spending $4 on this shit, and yet they still haven't finished the drift. The drift issue. Damn.
Yeah, that would be pretty upsetting.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I'm super hyped. I cannot wait for the Super Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. Yeah. Despite all the negativity that I'm spewing out about Nintendo, I'm kind of excited. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Something to at least like actually. Get a step, like a foot in there to get back into more of a three-way console war between Microsoft and Sony, you know?
Yeah, because for sure, Nintendo, like, even though they're killing it with sales, it's just, you know, Nintendo really isn't up there when it comes to, like, the graphical fidelity and stuff like that of Xbox and PlayStation. So, like, with this new Switch Pro thing, I'm sure, like, third-party supporters, you know, third-party studios will start, you know, sending their games out to the Switch, you know? That's what they need. That's what Nintendo needs. Because, you know, the power of the Switch Pro, you know, to be far greater than the current Switch.
Yeah. But other than that, we have some Sony news. More Sony news. I feel like we never talk about Xbox and... Sorry. I don't know. That just came in my head. Not that they don't got nothing going on, but they just haven't said anything. I mean, for sure we're gonna cover them when E3 digital comes out.
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing I forgot to put in notes is that Uncharted 4 is coming to PC.
What the okay. Wait, yo, so that tells me that if they're releasing Uncharted 4 for PC, that tells me that they're gonna make a new Uncharted game.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, like, the reason why they released Horizon Zero Dawn for the PC is for people, for PC gamers, to hop on to the PS5 version and play the new game. Because that's their strategy, you know? They're not, you know... yeah, pretty much. So I'm assuming that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make, they're trying to get PC gamers to purchase a PS5 so they can play the newer Uncharted game, you know?
Makes sense.
Yeah,
because Naughty Dog just wrapped up Last of Us 2, so now they're working on a new game, from what everyone's been saying.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting, though.
Cool. Yeah, one thing I was questioning was that, like, out of all the games, like, Uncharted 4 to PC, like, why wouldn't they have done the Uncharted collection, then later down the years, Uncharted 4? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of, because don't you have to play the previous Uncharteds to know the story of Uncharted 4?
You kind of do, but then again, just like Resident Evil 8, if you haven't played Resident Evil 7, or I mean, if you haven't played, like, the previous Uncharted games, I'm sure they'll have, like, a run-through, like, a in-depth, video of like what happens in past three games, you know?
Does it not have that already in the game?
Fuck, if I remember, it's been a while since I last played it, but I don't think it did.
Okay, yeah, I guess you could just watch a YouTube video of an in-depth story explanation.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a pretty good move by Sony. Uncharted 4 is such a great game, dude. Like, the gunplay is like one of the best third-person shooters out there, you know. It's just such a great game, so adventurous. Yeah, you know, I wish I can play it again for the first time, because that was like literally like the second PS4 game I got, the first one being Arkham Knight. But yeah,
nice.
That's like such a great game. PC gamers aren't for like good game.
Time for sure. Yeah, I definitely want to play the collection. I still haven't played Uncharted, still haven't got anything spoiled, and yeah, I definitely want to peep that. But speaking of old games, after watching this state of play of Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West, I definitely want to go back and start all over and just play from start to finish, nothing else. I would even drop Biomutant for what I'm playing right now just to play Horizon Zero Dawn, because, man, the Forbidden West state of play was stunning. It was literally so damn good, dude. It looks really good. The gameplay looked really good. But before we hop into some information about Forbidden West, it is a sequel to Horizon Zero Dawn. I keep saying Horizon Dawn Zero. Horizon Zero Dawn. If you don't know, Horizon Zero Dawn is set 1,000 years after Earth's future, after a global catastrophe. People are no longer the dominant species. The world is roamed by giant robotic machine animals. Pretty much roaming the entire Earth. It could vary from elephants, dinosaurs, tigers, birds even. It's pretty insane. It's really futuristic. It's really cool. But yeah, man, what did you think about that state of play?
It's gorgeous, dude. The game, it's just beautiful, dude. Gameplay just looks almost like the first game, even though I've yet to play Horizon Zero Dawn, first one. But yeah. It looks good, dude. It's just beautiful, dude. The character models look much more detailed, and they look almost like a CGI film, like by Disney. It just looks really good. That's pretty much it, dude. That's all I can say. It's just beautiful game, you know. The gameplay's okay too. Nothing too crazy, you know, or innovative, you know, mind blowing. But it's such a gorgeous game, dude. And that's what I'm hoping for from a PS5 game, you know.
Definitely. So yeah, what they showed off for the state of play, I have not beaten Horizon Zero Dawn. And if you guys are afraid of spoilers, I would say watching the state of play, it's about 14 minutes of gameplay, and the end 6 minutes is just a gameplay explanation from the developers. Honestly, I could say nothing was spoiled for me. Like, it's not like they say, like, at the end of Horizon Zero Dawn, Aloy lost her arm, but in this one, she has a new arm, nothing like that. There's no spoilers. I was kind of like against watching it because I was like, fuck, what if they show something? But honestly, nothing got spoiled for me.
Yeah.
Nothing spoils the original game. But yeah, so the Forbidden West gameplay, man, dude, I could not believe what I was seeing. It was like Sony is literally killing it with these exclusives.
Yeah.
Like visually and gameplay wise and storytelling, I could say that at least Horizon Zero Dawn is so unique in its own way, just for the type of story that Aloy takes on. It deals with futuristic, but like usually when Earth gets into a catastrophe, it's kind of like apocalyptic. Like there's zombies or people are just scavenging for food, guns, or anything, you know? But this is like kind of like post-apocalyptic, but not really, because everyone's into their own tribe, but there's like no crazy guns. I mean, there are some like mechanical guns, but it's not like Fallout or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Days Gone, where it's zombies and you guys are trying to survive like The Walking Dead whatsoever. It deals with like taming these mechanical animals. But yeah, it's really cool. I really enjoyed the state of play. Definitely check it out if you're into Horizon Zero Dawn. And yeah, man, they showed off some couple of new things that you're going to be able to swim underwater. The Aloy has a new type of tool, the umbrella glider. That was pretty cool. And they showed off a giant elephant boss fight. And man, dude, that was fucking awesome. I like the way his attacks were. I don't know if you saw that part where the elephant was like banging his horns on the floor and like three purple waves were going the direction Aloy was. It reminded me like kind of like a pretty much like learning your boss in a Dark Souls game to remember those rhythm mimics. And so you were dodging it, pretty much learning your boss how he attacks. But other than that, yeah, it was really cool. I really enjoyed it. It got me super hyped, and I had the urge to just like, okay, I'm gonna sit down and actually play Horizon Zero Dawn from start to finish so I could be ready for this.
Yeah.
There is still no release date for it yet, but they did note that it will come out to PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Also, so it's not like Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart where it's a PS5 exclusive and it utilizes the PS5 to its fullest potential. But other than that, yeah, dude, the game is really stunning. Especially when she jumped from the wall to the other wall when she's fighting the elephant, and she looks up and she uses a grappling hook to get on, and she sees like the god rays from the sun. Damn, dude, that game, it just looks so damn good.
Yeah. Nintendo could never.
Oh, shit. But yeah, other than that, I think one other note is that it takes place in San Francisco. So that was pretty cool. You can see the Golden Gate Bridge out into the distance at the end of the gameplay.
Oh shit, really? I thought it was like its own island or like a new like its own universe. I didn't know it took place like in the future, you know.
Yeah, it takes place on Earth. It's in San Francisco. There's a part where she's climbing up like this hill, and it's the famous San Francisco Flower Hill, you know, where the cars are driving left to right down that swiggly line.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you've seen it, but
Full House, yeah. Right?
Huh?
Like,
oh,
Full
they probably
House.
Got the yeah, they probably do got the Full House house in the game. That'd be pretty funny.
It'll be an Easter egg, you know.
But yeah, dude, it is stunning, dude. I definitely say, if any of these games that like you haven't played from the PS4 era, I haven't beat it yet, but for sure, I would tell you, like, literally, you, Mike, do not sleep on this game, dude. I'm pretty sure you'll like it.
I know, dude.
So hopefully you've got that grappling hook from Batman.
I'm like, hopefully I don't sleep on it for the next year and a half, just like I did with the God of War.
Or wait until the PS6 comes out.
Nah, this is for sure. Like, I'm definitely getting these games.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you already know my story with God of War and my base PS4. I just didn't want to get it because, like, you know, because I just didn't like the way it ran on the base PS4. But yeah, for sure, this is like a, not a day one, but for sure I'll eventually pick it up.
For sure, man. But that's pretty much all the news that we got. I would say let's wrap it up and call it an episode. But there's one thing I forgot to tell the listeners. Our YouTube channel got deleted by YouTube.
Yeah.
I literally forgot the biggest news to tell everyone at the beginning of the episode, but if you guys stick around to the end, you guys get a bonus story. So, last week, I believe Sunday, I went out to go eat with Robert and Josh, and we went to go eat Korean barbecue. I literally got into Robert's car, and I got an email, and it was from YouTube, and I was like, what the heck? Check it. The local podcast is no longer available for viewers to watch. You guys have not followed community guidelines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have removed your channel from the website. And I was like, what the hell? I check YouTube. The local podcast is nowhere to be found. What the hell? Mm-hmm. I try signing in. You do not have access to this account. What the hell? And I tell Robert and Josh, dude, guess what? The local podcast channel is gone. You can't find it on YouTube. They think I'm playing. Are you serious? Yeah, dude, it's gone. YouTube deleted it. And they were like, you're lying. I'm dead serious, dudes. And then they checked. They're like, oh my God, he's serious. So I'm in the car. Dude, it sucked because I brought my Switch so I could play Pokemon on the way there to Korean barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably like a good 25-minute drive. I didn't touch my Switch at all because I was so confused, did not understand. I'm texting Vince. I texted you what happened. I'm letting everyone know. I'm letting the Discord know. Everyone's like, dude, what did you do? I didn't do anything. And so it was pretty crazy. It was pretty hectic. No one knew what to do. All I could do was just appeal the takedown. And all it said was, okay, put your name, your email, the HTML link to your channel, and give us a reason why you think your channel was taken down. And YouTube, when YouTube deleted the channel, the email, all it said was that I didn't follow community guidelines. And I was like, okay, I wasn't I cannot think of a reason why they would take it down. And I know we had a copyright strike, but that got fixed and everything. So we were chilling, no strikes, nothing else. We've been chilling. And just randomly, the channel was gone. I was like, what the heck is going on? Why didn't I get a warning or an explanation? So I'm thinking in the box, what the heck is, what could I say? And all I said was, in the box, give us a reason why you think your channel was taken down. I put, I can't honestly think of a reason, but I know I've had one copyright strike. But other than that, I did not receive any warnings. I did not even get a memo hey, you're in process of taking your channel down. It was just gone. I just hit submit. We were eating and Robert's still I'm just chilling at this point, eating Korean barbecue. It was a really good time. And Robert was looking up things on his phone, why people's channels are getting taken down. And he asked me, he was like, how are you just so chill about this? How are you just sitting there? Aren't you worried or anything? And I was like, honestly, I'm just eating Korean barbecue, you know, we're chilling. What's the worst that could happen? We only had 70 subscribers. It's not like we were a big hit, you know, we only got 30 views on a video every week, you know, I'm not saying that is nothing and that means nothing to me. I love all you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Everything, you know, I'm not saying that you guys are nothing, but it was more it's not we make a living off of this where I'm jeopardizing Mike, Robert, Josh, Phoenix, you know what I mean? Vince. And yeah. I'm paying them, you know, it's just more the channel's gone. We'll make a new one, you know, tell everyone, go subscribe to this channel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's always a start. I mean, I was just trying to be uplifted about it. Damn, the channel's gone. I mean, the only thing to do next is if I never get it back, is just to start a new channel. You know, we still got the podcast apps, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever's. Just start a new YouTube channel, you know? What's the worst that can happen there? We get that one taken down. We'll move on to the next, you know? So after Korean barbecue happened, we're chilling. Everyone's eating. We're having a good time. We come home and my computer was still on and it was on YouTube and it was on the local podcast channel. And I was like, oh, maybe it's bugged. Oh, before this too, when we're on our way home, my phone died. So as soon as I got home, I plugged it to charge, got on my computer. I was already signed into the local podcast. I didn't do anything. And I was like, oh, maybe YouTube is bugged because when I left, I was looking at the channel. Let's see if I can save those videos before anything happens, you know, if I never get it back. And I go to videos. I see all the videos there. I was like, oh shit, I can re-download. I'm sick. And I click on one video, it starts playing. I was like, that's sick. That's cool. And I was like, you know what? Maybe they emailed me back. I checked my email literally as soon as I got home, like at 9:40. At 9:43, it says, we have appealed your appeal. We have accepted your appeal and saw that you are like pretty much right. They were like, yeah, you guys are still in community guidelines. You guys are just chilling. It was a mistake on our end. Your channel is back up. And I was like, wow, well, that was like a roller coaster of emotions when I went out to eat, trying to figure out what the hell is going on and everything. But other than that, we're still back up. We're still the local podcast on the YouTube channel. And yeah, it was more like just realization for me where I was like, damn, like even though we did just have 70 somewhat subscribers, 30 listeners, an episode, like it kind of sucks to think that like, damn, like YouTube could just take us down, you know, mm-hmm. any chance they have. And honestly, I could see it just being a mistake. But just knowing that people like do come to us to listen is like really, encouraging, and it would suck that you guys would have to go somewhere else for it. But other than that, yeah, man, we're still up on YouTube, same place. We're still good. And yeah, man, just wanted to say thanks to everyone that does listen. It is definitely appreciated. I do not take you guys for granted, and I don't do this for, not even like me. I'm talking about like us as a channel, as a group, the local podcast group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't assume we do this for anybody but just pure enjoyment for ourselves. Like, we love video games, movies, anime, TV shows, and we like talking to our friends about it, you know?
Yeah.
And I enjoy that you guys enjoy listening to us and appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just wanted to tell that story before we took off, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to hit us up, or you know, I'll end it this episode.
Yeah,
this has been episode 64 of the local podcast. It was me, Carlos Perez, and my good friend.
Yeah.
You can listen to us on mainstream podcast applications, the YouTube channel. All those links are in the description below. If you want to peep them, subscribe, give us a like, leave a comment. We do try to do local questions. You could join our Discord. That's also in the description. We appreciate it. You can ask us questions in the local questions tab. We will read them on the next episode of the podcast. Or you can leave a comment somewhere. I will try to see your comment on the YouTube channel. I could personally say I never re-listen to our episodes because I do not like the sound of my own voice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you even leave a question in the comment section, I'll definitely peep that and bring it into the show if you guys would like, or just reply to you right then and there. But yeah, this has been episode 64, and I hope you guys enjoy. Hope you guys see you guys next week. Peace.